Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and his guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, share a message about health and healing that will change the way you live. Don't miss a moment of their study on Choosing God's Way and Living Whole.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and the Colberts are back today. Praise God, Dr. Colbert.
Praise God.
Mary, you beautiful thing, it's good to see you. You look so healthy.
Don't you look good?
That's because you are healthy.
I am healthy.
Praise God. Good health shows. And whether somebody really recognizes it or not, you instinctively highly respect good health. Somebody comes in and has a bright, vibrant look to them, they're attractive. And it's not a sexual attraction. It's not that kind of thing at all. It's the fact that God is recognizable to the human eye when someone glorifies God in their body.
Yeah.
The world don't even know what it is, but that guy, they just look good,
Brother Copeland, we're supposed to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be His ambassadors. And people should look at us and see Jesus. And we need to have that vibrancy, that energy, that health, that glow about us, that brightness in our eyes that the world can look on us and say, hey, I want what they have. There's something about them that's different.
Yeah. Everything alive. Just everything should be alive.
It should be alive.
Alive and just burning with the fervency of God.
Praise God. And can be.
It's
not something out there that is so far away you never get there. No, you're only a decision away from
Amen.
It right now. So, Father, we thank you for your word, and we come before it today with open hearts and open minds. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father, put our emotional ideas and trainings that the world has sown into our flesh apart from us, and help us with this, because we are determined to be good stewards of everything you've given us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, let's go back over here and read our base and talk just for a moment about where we're headed and why we're here. In 3 John, the elder John, this is John, Jesus' apostle, the man that Jesus turned his mother over to. This is a man highly trusted of the Lord Jesus Christ, and here he is an elder. He's lived a long time, and he has lived through hell on earth, Amen. And they could not handle him. They tried to kill him and couldn't, and took him out to the Isle of Patmos, which was just a big pile of rocks, and threw him away, and he got out there and wrote the book of Revelation. Dear Lord, what are you going to do with a guy like that? I mean, so when he says, when the elder John says, Beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth or the word that is in you, even as you walk in the word. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth or in the word. Now, why did he get so much joy out of that? Because walking in the word brings health and prosperity.
Amen.
It's just the way Amen. It is. But without it, you'll never quite get there. The world has an idea that prosperity is money. Mm-hmm. Well, you can have a lot of money and be poor.
That's right.
One of the most dangerous things in the world is a poor man with money.
That's the truth.
Because he doesn't know what to do with it, and he'll kill you to keep it. So that's not prosperous at all. Mm-hmm. And it's not good health. I mean, to some people, prosperity is enough money to buy all the dope you want, man.
That's right.
Well, that's not in good health and prosperity. But walking in the Word will get you there. Now, what are we looking for? We're talking about being well. Our goal is to be well, not just so we can look good in our clothes. No, Jesus needs you well. He needs you to be financially prosperous. He needs you in this earth standing ready and able to go, to do, and to be whatever he needs you to be. He needs you strong. He needs you healthy. He needs you well and prosperous. That's just the bottom line of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now, as Doc taught us last week, being well is not just the absence of disease. You can be absent from one disease and incubating another one on the inside. I mean, you don't even know the thing is there. So, mm-hmm. So wellness is when this body is well and it's ready. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about another couple of things before we get into some really powerful things that the Lord has directed us to talk about. And we got the right people here to talk about it, so listen up strong. The book of Romans, the first chapter, talks about dishonoring your body. Then in the sixth chapter, it says, don't let sin reign in your body. Then in the eighth chapter, it says, mortify. It uses the word kill it.
Amen.
Kill the deeds of your body. What deeds? The ones that dishonor the body and the ones that open the door to allow sin or disobedience to the word to reign in your body. Then in 1 Corinthians, know ye not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, if you have any respect for Jesus, you have any respect for the body of Christ, you have any respect for your pastor, would you just dishonor the church building? I mean, you just go sit down on the front row of the pew right in the middle of praise and worship service and light up a big cigar and sit there and just act like a fool. You would never do something like that. I wouldn't dishonor that place like that. Your body is the true temple of the Holy Ghost, not that building down there. It's far more serious where this body is concerned. Jesus didn't die for that church house. He died for you and your body and your mind and everything that you
That's
have
good.
Anything to do with.
Good.
Now, in 6:18, it talks about sinning against your body. Then in 6:20, it said, glorify God in your body, which is not yours. It is bought with a price. Now, I heard something directly from the word of the Lord this morning that hit me pretty hard. And it hits me, I hit you. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's my job.
That's good.
And it did. It hit me strong. If this body is not mine, and I dishonor it, I let sin reign in it. I disobey the word of God, and I do not mortify the deeds of this body, which is not mine. Then I do not glorify God in my body. I don't keep my body under subjection like the Apostle Paul said he did his. Now, I'm not only guilty of these things. I am a thief. I'm using something that belongs to somebody else. I'm not taking good care of it. I am a dishonorable person. And when you're in covenant with somebody and you use something that belongs to them, that is part of your covenant with them, and then you mistreat it, you damage it, you have no respect for it whatsoever, that is being a thief. And I just heard, I heard it mm-hmm. in my spirit. Mm-hmm. How long will you dishonor my body? Mm-hmm. How long will you steal the health out of the body that I paid my body so that you could have?
Mm.
It doesn't mm-hmm. belong to me, it's his.
It's on loan. It's on lease.
Yeah. I mean, and really and truly, this just has a lot of serious effect to it that we need to make the decisions concerned. This is not optional. Stealing is not optional. Well, all things are lawful unto me. Stealing and lying ain't lawful unto you. I don't care how much grace you're under. You can repent and get it wiped out, but you continue to practice it and you will reap the results Amen. Of it. And that's part of stealing. It is the same, it's in the same category as spending God's money instead of bringing it to Him. Mm-hmm. The scripture says if you refuse to tithe, you're a thief. You're robbing God. Well, if you refuse to honor God in your body, you're stealing from Him. You're stealing health away from something He intends to use for his glory. That's His. He paid for it. It belongs Amen. To Him. And you treat it like it belongs to you, and it doesn't. Amen. So, now, let's find out some things here about what we can do, where we are in this, why would God do the things that He did? Galatians 3, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. It's referred to the curse of the law because God laid down those laws, and the results of violating them is to partake in the curse. So they're tied directly to it. But we've been redeemed from the curse of that law, but we have not been redeemed from the keeping of the principles of it. And if you walk in love, you cover these right. things. Amen. Now, under that curse, it said every sickness and every disease, not even written in this book of the law, comes on you as a result of not hearkening diligently to the things that God said. Now, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, where does that put me? If I refuse to honor God in my body, I keep on doing the things that are under that curse. I'm opening the door to these sicknesses and diseases that I'm redeemed from. I really can't think of anything right offhand that's any more dishonorable than that to my Redeemer. So the thing that we have to do to be well is make certain decisions about this. You have to decide where you are and be honest before God and deal with these things and make the decision that I am going to do what the Word of God says to do. After all, I mean, I'm the one that's going to come out benefiting from it. That's why the reason He put it so strong in the first place. Now, I was headed this way this morning, and I said, Lord, what about those diseases of Egypt that He kept talking to them about? He said, you eat like Egypt, you get sick like Egypt. You think like Egypt, you get sick like Egypt. And He said, I got you out of Egypt, now let Egypt go. So it wasn't a matter that disease lived over there. It was the fact that the devil had been able to lead them into a place as Egyptians where God was not in their thinking. God was not their Lord and Savior, and over a period of years, they were acting like them, thinking like them, eating their food, and they were dying with the same diseases. And now, here we are doing the same thing. So, Doc, I want to ask you questions that we need to know that the answers to these questions solve some things for us that in most cases the world doesn't know, and in some cases the medical community had just assumed they didn't, because they have forgotten the fact that they should be out to get people healed, not to pay their bills through the fact that they're sick. That's not their job at all. Their job is to try to work themselves out of any job. Now, let's take the ones that the most people are afraid of. Let's start with cancer. The the big C, right. the death sentence, this whole idea that, oh, God, I've got cancer, I've got to die. Well, big deal. You're going to die one of these days anyway, so don't get so all fired shook up over that.
Well,
just find out about what you can do and do it, and it doesn't. You're not sentenced anyway.
The thing is, if someone has been diagnosed with cancer, and they've heard the word cancer, the first thing I want you to hear is God can answer.
Amen.
That you take that word and just hear God can answer. Oh, I've got God can answer.
Amen. But first of all, what we need to understand, the diseases of the Egyptians are not the diseases of today. What killed the people in Egypt were mainly infectious diseases like pneumonia, like dysentery, trauma, you know, from fractures and traumatic events. And see, now we've stomped out most infectious disease, you know, TB back then, leprosy. We've stomped them out with antibiotics. We've cleared most of the traumas through ERs. The diseases that are killing Americans today are cancer and heart disease, number one and two. Then you have diabetes and you have some others. But infectious disease is down the road. It's not nearly what's killing Americans now. It's what these deadly diseases of cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. Now, as far as what cancer is, first of all, cancer is rebellion of the cells in the body. God has put the cells in the body under control, and if a cell goes mutates and becomes abnormal, we are programmed for that cell to undergo what we call apoptosis or programmed cell death. A cancer cell is an immortal cell that continues to replicate over and over again with no control to stop it. In other words, there's nothing governing that cell. It's like a gang of thugs or a street gang that literally have broken away from authority and are multiplying on their own, robbing and killing and stealing. And what happens is these group of cells grow rapidly, and then they hijack the lymph nodes, the lymphatic vessels, and the blood vessels, the highways of our bodies, and they spread, and they continue to grow and multiply in the lymph nodes and spread in the blood vessels to the liver and to the lungs and to the brain and to other areas of the body, set up shop and continue to steal nutrients from the body to continue to grow. And so the body starts to waste away because it's robbing from them so they can grow. So these people start getting weak, start getting sick and tired. And when they come in, many times when it's late cancer, stage 4, where it's spread throughout the body, these people are all emaciated, sunken in, pasty looking. They have a gray look, and you can tell. I can walk in the room and tell. I can see death on their faces. I can see cancer on their faces. Now, what happens? You say, well, how does this form? How can this form in a spirit-filled believer who believes the Word of God? Well, again, what happens is cancer, first of all, is no respecter of person. Second of all, if you sow certain seed, even if you're a believer, you're going to reap
a harvest. You're going to reap a harvest. If there's anything in the Bible, it's that.
Correct.
There is no curse causeless.
A curse cannot come.
It can't come. It has a seed, and if the seed is sown and the seed is watered and it gets what it needs to grow, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Now, let's talk about how it occurs. We live in a fallen earth. Realize much of our food that we're eating is man-made food that's toxic. Sugar feeds cancer. You know certain other foods that literally cause cancer? One is hot dogs. People don't understand it. Studies have shown that eating over 10 hot dogs every week, I believe, will predispose a person to leukemia and brain cancer. Hot dogs, as well as a lot of processed meats, have nitrates and nitrites in them that literally set the stage and harm the DNA, mutate the DNA after repeatedly eating too much of it, and can set the stage for cancer. So can certain heavy metals like asbestos. We know that asbestos that's used for insulation and all, long-term exposure, I'm not saying 1 or 2 days, long-term exposure associated with a lung cancer called mesothelioma. It's also associated with certain brain tumors like glioblastomas and astrocytomas. We know viruses can cause cancer, like human papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer in women. We know chemicals cause cancer, like benzene. Benzene, do you know the orange sodas that they still sell? Those orange sodas contain benzoic acid, and when benzoic acid reacts with sunlight, it forms benzene, which is a cancer-causing compound. And so now they're finding out that, see, a lot of these chemicals that we've been ingesting for years set the stage for cancer. Chlorine, the chlorine in drinking water. I tell people, don't drink chlorinated water. Chlorine can form, can bind with organic compounds, forming trihalomethanes that are cancer-causing. Even showering with chlorinated water, we inhale those. The chlorine becomes gas. We inhale it in our lungs. There's other things that promote cancer, like hormones. Testosterone in men, if a man has prostate cancer, it'll fuel that cancer. It can grow like wildfire. Estrogen in women, that's why synthetic hormone therapy can make it grow like wildfire. Sugar feeds cancer. And most Americans eat sugar like it's their main staple.
Yeah. You know, I've seen this more than once. I'll give you the example of one person, but I've seen it. It wasn't just one person. I've seen it a number of times. This person, young person, strong in the Word, stood on the Word of God, had cancer, and went to a very strong, highly rated cancer clinic who get a lot of good results. I mean, these are good people. They're out to get people well. It's a good place, mm-hmm. and they pretty well know what they're doing. And they had this thing so far down in her, man. I mean, all the symptoms were gone. She's just doing great. Everything was just wonderful. And she left the clinic and she came home and pigged out on a bunch of sugar and died in less than a week. Oh. That thing
That's right.
grew so
Absolutely.
Fast. I mean, it was down to smaller than a green pea. It was almost small mm-hmm. as a BB.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But it... Man, I mean, that thing jumped on that sugar and just blew up and killed that girl. And now everybody, why did this happen? Well, lack of knowledge and a lot of other things, but it was completely yielding to the flesh.
It is.
And so that makes you wonder, is that whatever they pigged out on there is probably what got them there in the first place.
It probably is. And another thing, red meat. Realize 1 in 6 men, according to statistics, will develop prostate cancer. It's an epidemic. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer,
My
according to
goodness.
Stats. Now listen to this. Over 80 years of age, if any American lives over 80, their risk of developing prostate cancer is 1 in 2. Well, they say that eating red meat now, they have confirmed in studies that eating excessive amounts of red meat literally opens the door for prostate cancer. Now, a little red meat, organic, super lean is good, but see that prostate's a fatty gland. And most men are sitting on a ticking time bomb. And when you eat that red meat and eat all that fried food, you cause tremendous free radical reactions. And I like to explain free radicals like a BB gun. Like if you were hit with a BB gun once or twice, it wouldn't hurt. But what if someone took that BB gun and hit you 1,000, 10,000 times a day? That's how many free radical reactions are hitting those prostate cells a day. And eventually it's going to break through the cytoplasm into the nucleus, create abnormal changes, mutations, and can start the process of cancer.
They just signaled me we're out of time.
Mm.
My goodness.
We just get into it.
Yeah, well.
You know, real quick, I want to say this because I feel like there's people watching saying, well, I don't want Dr. Colbert speaking a lot of fear. And we understand that in 1 Timothy, it says that in the last days, there'll be those forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created, with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing's to be refused. When you study this scripture, and we understand that, is God made foods. God says to receive anything that God made foods, that there's a lot of processed
Not
foods.
Not man-made
And
foods.
We want to get the knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so we're not about spreading fear.
And moderation. I'm not taking
right.
all your food away. I'm saying let's
God,
crucify the flesh.
We're out of here. We
can. Okay.
Amen.
It's important they know that.
We'll be back in about 10 seconds.
These days, whether it's grabbing something on the go or buying groceries for next week, we have an abundance of options when it comes to the food we eat. But all foods are not created equal. In his latest book, Eat This and Live, Dr. Don Colbert provides you with an easy-to-understand roadmap to help navigate what can often be treacherous territory. Based on the seven pillars of health, this food handbook includes Dr. Colbert-approved foods, along with restaurant menu choices, helpful facts, tips, charts, and nutrition information that will make it easier for you to stay healthy and lose weight. Packed with vital information to help your whole family stay healthy, you'll learn the difference between living food and dead food, what the Bible says about food, shopping tips, smart choices for dining out, tips for healthy kids, and much more. With this tool in hand, you're equipped to take steps toward looking and feeling younger as you journey down the road to lifelong health. To order your copy of Eat This and Live, log on to our website at kcm.org. This new book by New York Times bestselling author Dr. Don Colbert will show you how to improve your health through simple food choices and is now available for just $14. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy today.
Let me make it easy. This is Doc's new book, Dr. Don Colbert, M.D., New York Times best-selling author of The Seven Pillars of Health, Eat This and Live. Now, God's already said it in His Word. If you will choose to do what I command you, you'll live. And so it's that simple. You want to live? Then get in the Word and take books like this that are based on Scripture and gives you the details of why. How they were. Cancer is no longer dangerous. The problem was not knowing what to do about cancer, and the thing just going to kill you, which put a lot of fear factor in it and all of that kind of thing. But thank God for Jesus, things are changing. Amen. Amen. So take advantage of these things. Get in it and believe God, because your health has already started. Your faith is already working. Praise God. Amen. And so good things are happening. Father, we thank you and we pray for this radio and television audience. We're headed towards wellness in the name of Jesus. Now, all the good things that you wanted to know about all of this are going to start first thing on tomorrow's broadcast. We'll see you then. And don't forget that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So the more you eat close to God's food, it's amazing how the desire for those processed foods dies.